Hi. You're on Wait, Don't Tell Me.
My name's Sarah Diamond Patterson. I'm calling from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Knoxville is great. Knoxville is the only city in Tennessee I've not been to. I've been to Memphis many times, Nashville. If Memphis is known for blues and Nashville is known for country music, is there like is Knoxville known for like emo?
Football, baby.
Football.
It's all about Tennessee football.
I understand. You sound so thrilled.
No, it's just... It's not a great year, and we live and die with the Tennessee Balls down here.
Oh.
Well, welcome to the show, Sarah. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to play?
Yes, sir.
All right, Sarah. Here's your first limerick.
I can't keep a significant other. I will nag, fight, repel, or just smother. An inherited trait leaves me doomed to just date. Every time I split up, I blame...
My mother?
Yeah. Oh, you sound sad. It's not a tragedy, it's somebody else you can blame, Sarah. According to a new study released this week, next time you're blaming your mom for things, you can add in how bad you are at dating. The study took 24 years to complete. And it compared the romantic behavior of 3,200 mothers and their children. Mamma mia, that's a lot of mamas. Basically, children pick up their mother's approach to dating and relationships, you see. So the creepy things you do, which doom your chances, that's all mom. But don't worry, she didn't sext people out of the blue like you do. She used a fax machine. Here, Sarah, is your next limerick.
With online game Bloodlust, I'm grunting. And my pure vegan heart, I'm affronting. To this veggie's shame, I'm loving big game. In this video game, I am...
Hunting.
Yes, hunting. Red Dead Redemption 2 is the hot new Western-themed video game from the makers of Grand Theft Auto, but instead of carjacking prostitutes, now you're horse-jacking prostitutes. Also, in the game, you have to spend hours hunting, killing, and butchering your own meat, which is making vegetarian gamers very uncomfortable. Sorry, wimps. This is the Wild West. You can't order a quinoa tempeh wrap. This is a manly video game about riding horses and collecting pretty jewels. Video games are getting so realistic, you might as well just live, you know?
Oh, yeah, but no.
It would be cool if all video games have to deal with real-world stuff, like Mr. and Ms. Pac-Man have to go to counseling. Mario has to forget about rescuing the princess because he has an emergency call to unclog somebody's toilet. Hello, yeah, it's me, Mario. Oh, no, what'd you flush it down to there? I blame my mom for all of this, by the way. All her fault. All right, here, sorry, is your last limerick.
Many phones have been harmed by our strut. Rear pockets leave screens scratched and cut. At Samsung, we thought, we must sit, squeeze, and squat. So we're building a fake robot.
But! Reporters recently got a very rare look into Samsung's mobile quality test lab where they saw this giant robotic butt wearing blue jeans rapidly going up and down, basically a twerking robot. At which point a lab technician feverishly explained, oh, that's for testing phones. Yes, testing phones.
Is it for butt dialing? Or?
No, it's what they do is they put a phone in the back pocket of these jeans and then have the robot going boom, boom. Boink, boink, sit down, as it were.
Thus taking jobs away from hard work in regular butts.
Yeah, I know.
It's an outrage.
This robot is...
My daddy was a butt tester. His daddy was a butt tester. And his daddy before him was a butt tester in the Civil War. What am I supposed to do with my butt now?
Bill, how did Sarah do on our quiz?
I hope she's still excited because she got them all right.
Congratulations, Sarah. Thank you so much for calling, Sarah.
Thank you for everything.
Bye-bye.